Yeah.
Okay. Good morning. I'm going to open the and welcome to our April 11th, 2019 County of San Luis Obispo Planning Commission meeting. Can we start with a roll call, please?
Commissioner Harrison.
Here.
Commissioner Campbell.
Here.
Chairman Moltari.
Here.
Please let the record show Commissioner Ortiz Legg and Commissioner Brown are absent.
Okay. It's traditional we start with a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, our first item is the public comment period, and this is for items that are not on the agenda for today. And I have one speaker slip. Now I have two. Paul Hirschfield. Paul, would you like to speak to us?
Hello, Paul Hirschfield from Los Osos, back again. Regarding the First Street encroachment permit, 6 months and 3 weeks ago, this board gave some instruction to planning staff, which I assume was going to be passed on to the applicant, limiting, if you were to grant an encroachment, limiting it to maybe 5 or 6 feet. 3 weeks ago, there was a public meeting held. Ms. Brown facilitated very well. One of the representatives of the applicant wasn't even prepared for the meeting, was unaware of what had transpired. He was told by the property general manager that they had pushed everything back, everything was fine. When in fact they're still at this point at least 15 feet from the property line, which does not include the boardwalk extension, which is over 30 feet from the property line. So we carefully photographed on site. I gave the Ramona here one copy, all of the dimensions from the property line that indicate very clearly how far out they're still encroaching. This is going on almost 7 months. You continued it off calendar, but that is not getting the applicant to do anything other than drag their feet and sort of pretend that they're trying to comply. So we would all appreciate if possibly this could be put on calendar and they could be given some sort of a deadline to do something, because they are clearly disregarding any of your instructions. There's no doubt about where the property line is. We based it on their survey that was part of the application. So if they say, well, that's not where the property line is, it's pretty clear, which they have attempted to say. So we'd appreciate your help if we could move this forward. I'm still employed. I've got other things to do, although we really care very much about our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Beverly Boyd. Beverly.
I'm Beverly Boyd of Los Osos Baywood, returning to express my concern about the continuing illegal encroachments on First Street. First, though, I want to thank you, Mr. Moltari, for attending the meeting on March 21st in Los Osos about the retroactive permit application, DRC 217-00094. Which involves encroachment by the Back Bay Inn on a coastal access street in Baywood. I also wish to thank Carrie Brown for facilitating that meeting. Attendees at that meeting were asked to vote on alternative ideas for First Street. Repeatedly, the majority voted to have all encroachments removed. Since then, however, nothing has changed on the street. Several young trees remain about a third of the way into the street. Also remaining on the street are landscaping, concrete blocks, a sewer connection, a fence, and most critically, the illegal extension of the boardwalk, which continues to jut about 70 feet into the street, covering a natural path to the water for pedestrians and easy launching of small watercraft. At the meeting, maps of the area were projected on a screen, and the true placement of property lines was reviewed. In response, the Back Bayans lawyer, excusing an earlier position he'd taken, exclaimed, "I was misinformed." And I imagine that at least one, or maybe all of you commissioners, spoke with him before or after the September 27th, 2018 Planning Commission meeting as you learned about the issue. With all due respect to you, we have been you've been tirelessly listening to all of us, as well as reading the data and opinions we provide. I think it's past time for the Back Bayans' retroactive permit to be denied and for the encroachments on public land to be removed. And if anyone should suggest that the overwhelming vote by attendees for the removal of all encroachments at the March 21 meeting failed to represent the community, they should be told that the meeting was publicized on the LOCAC website. Also, at the February 13 meeting organized by the Back Bay Inn, the men who chaired the meeting, the Back Bay Inn's general manager, Jeremy Armstrong, and lawyer, Marshall Ohilski, asked attendees to provide their names and email addresses. I don't know if they followed through by informing those attendees about the meeting organized by the county on March 21 at the community center. Thank you for listening again.
Thank you for coming today. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on an item not on the agenda? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, let me ask you a question. I know
certainly.
we can't discuss this other than more than we've just heard. What can we do to agendicize this, staff?
Yes. Ellen Carroll, Environmental Coordinator. Good morning. We will be bringing an update back to you on the next your next Planning Commission agenda. So that's April 25th. So that's in 2 weeks. And we'll brief the commission on the status of the project, and then we can determine next steps from there. But we will be bringing that back in 2 weeks to the commission. I would just note that there were two public meetings, and our staff attended. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I think that waiting till next meeting for an action and discussion, not only is it required, but it makes sense since two of our commissioners were unable to attend today. But thank you both for coming. Okay, let's do the planning staff updates and the consent agenda, and then at the hearings we're going to continue on, but let's wait until we get to the hearing part. So, updates?
Okay, Ellen Carroll, I'll go ahead and give you a look ahead on your future agendas, and just to let you know that all of the items that I'm going to go over are just tentative until they're noticed, but at least it gives you an idea of what is potentially coming up. Your next meeting is April 25th, and as I just mentioned, we will have an update for you on that Los Osos project. We have two other items at this time on that agenda. They are both cannabis projects, and they're both located in the Carrizo Plains area. So that's April 25th at this point. The next meeting after April 25th is May 9th, and you have more items on that agenda. Two time extensions, and then four other items. There's a conditional use permit for a cannabis project in the Nacimiento area. We had originally scheduled the Sweet Springs Mobile Home Park subdivision in the Arroyo Grande Fringe area to be on that agenda, but that's going to be continued. We issued a mitigated negative declaration on that project, and it was there. We received a request for review, which is like an appeal, and so we have more work to do on that before we bring that to the commission. So that will be a request for continuance. We have an amendment to the Woodland Specific Plan, and then also a development plan and coastal development permit for a project in Los Osos at Sea Pines Golf Course, which is an expansion of that resort.
That's on the 9th? So.
That's all on May 9th, tentatively on May 9th. In your next meeting after that, we have two items tentatively scheduled, an amendment to a previously approved subdivision in the Arroyo Grande Fringe area to expand a building envelope, and then the second item is a wireless facility, and that is on Creston Road. And so that's, I think, as far as I'll go to your schedule look ahead. And if you have any questions, please let me know.
I have just a couple of comments, I guess, more than questions. I watched the Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday on the cannabis items that were appealed from the Planning Commission. And I think that it would be helpful in the staff updates when there are appeals of our decisions, if staff could just give us a brief recap of what the board did, because especially in the cannabis stuff, it provides direction, I think, to us from a policy standpoint about how they're perceiving different issues. You know, in one case, the appeal was upheld. In one case, the appeal was denied. And there was a considerable discussion about the basis for those different actions. So I don't know if that's something that we can put on staff update for next time.
Sure, we can do that.
Because we have all these cannabis things coming up, and there's and obviously it's an evolving issue area.
Yes, we can do that as part of the staff update for you.
Okay, good. And I don't know when it would be an appropriate time, but we should introduce our new deputy county counsel, John. Do you want to say anything here
hi.
At the public meeting other
hi.
Than hi?
So this is week four. I gave you guys a little email with my bio, and love this area. Been with the city for 4.5 years now. This is week four with the county, and I look forward to serving all of you. And if you have any questions, and if you want to do coffee, let me know.
Very good. Thanks. Welcome. Okay, that brings us to the consent agenda. I know that there's at least one comment on that. Does anybody want to pull an item or want to provide some commentary on that? Commissioner Harrison? December.
On December 13 minutes, item 8 doesn't indicate there was any action taken. Do you have a copy of that?
So what we might want to do is pull that particular item for now and then come back to it later in the meeting.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Good idea.
But
okay.
It's the December 13th minutes, and it's item number 8. It just doesn't show any action that we took on it, so yeah. It should have something.
We'll check on that,
yeah.
And you can act on the other items and then leave that one out, and then we'll get back to you on that.
Very good. Are there any other comments on other consent calendar items? They're all minutes from our numerous previous meetings.
Make a motion that we accept the consent agenda. Except for item 8, and staff right. will come back with that at a later time.
Yes.
It's actually item 6 is the December 13th.
Yeah, right. I'll second that motion.
Very good.
I just want to clarify, that was item 6.
Correct, the December 13th minutes.
Yes.
There's a missing tally. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, so the consent to calendar, but for that one item, is approved. And that brings us to the hearings. I've had a request to take item 13 out of order, which is a request for a continuance on a conditional use permit. Could you introduce the item, though? First of all, is that acceptable to fellow commissioners?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Could you introduce the item, and then we'll act on the continuance?
Hearing to consider a request by Larry Nazareno Montenegro Delgado for a conditional use permit, county file number DRC 2017-00108, supervisorial district number 5, project manager Megan Martin.
Okay. Steph? Megan?
Thank you. Megan Martin, Planning and Building. So on March 27th, the Planning Department received a comment letter from the California Department of Food and Agriculture, the CDFA, Cal Cannabis Licensing Division. On the initial study... On the initial study and the mitigated negative declaration that was prepared for DRC 2017-00108, the CDFA has jurisdiction over the issuance of licenses to cultivate, propagate, and process commercial cannabis in California. As such, to help facilitate licensing at the state level, it's critical that the county address the CDFA Cal Cannabis comments. And due to the nature of the letter, the county will need additional time to respond, and will be issuing a response to that letter today, later today, as some of the comments have implications for the environmental determination and conditions of approval. And so as such, the planning department is requesting continuance of this item to a date certain. That's April 25th, 2019, your next meeting.
Very good. Thank you. Before we take an action, I just want to make sure, is there anybody here who would like to speak on this item? Okay. Would you like to talk? Yes, sir. And could you, before you leave, just fill out one of these brown slips so that we can get your
name.
Thank you.
Tony Keith, I'm the applicant's agent, and the applicant is in complete agreement with this request.
Very good. Thank you for coming. Anybody else? Okay, now I'm going to close the hearing and look for an action from the commission.
I'll move that we postpone this till the next meeting.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. So we have a motion to continue to our next meeting. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Harrison?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Chairman Moltari?
Yes. Okay, thanks. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Okay, that brings us to the remainder of our hearing items for today. The first one is a conditional use permit for the Niner Wine Estates. Could you introduce that item, please?
Hearing to consider a request by Andy Niner, Niner Wine Estates, LLC, for a conditional use permit. County file number DRC 2018-00219. Supervisorial District Number 1, Project Manager Holly Phipps.
Thank you. Could we have a staff report, please? Thank you.
Good morning, Chairman Moltari and members of our small planning commission. Holly Phipps, Project Manager. Before us today is a request by Andy Niner of Niner Wine Estates, LLC, for a conditional use permit to amend their previously approved conditional use permits that would remove a restriction which limited special events to wine and agricultural events only. The proposed project will allow special events to include weddings, parties, etc., in addition to what was previously approved, the winery and ag events. Essentially, the applicant is just requesting to remove the last sentence from the previously approved condition. The Planning Department review of winery special events, as you know, has evolved through the years. Earlier approvals did differentiate between the types of events such as weddings, concerts, winemaker dinners, etc., and the location of events indoors versus outdoors. Now, winery special events approvals are based on the total number of events per year and the total number of attendees, and as before, the location. The proposed project is located in the agricultural land use category and is approximately 1,300 feet northwest of Highway 46, approximately 1 mile west of Templeton. The site is located in the North County planning area of the Adelaida subarea. Here is an aerial of the existing winery that includes the 60,000 square foot processing facility and the boutique winery and hospitality building. This project was approved in 2007. And this is a close up view of the boutique winery and the hospitality building. The hospitality building has the tasting room and restaurant. In March 2016, the Planning Commission approved a 3,000-square-foot restaurant. Within that, it's so large, additionally, because of the 1,300-square-foot kitchen, commercial kitchen. The events would occur within the hospitality building and the outdoor patio area. Staff sent a memo to you on April 4th requesting to modify a couple of conditions. Staff would like to modify 1E as previously approved in March 2015. So with seating up to 8:30 p.m., would like to include that. That was what was previously approved. And condition two, there are no constraints or construction permits required to vest this project. And so this is just a clarification that that the project would be vested once the appeal period is over. And with that, staff is requesting approval of the conditional use permit based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and has modified the conditions in Exhibit B.
Thank you, Holly. Any questions for staff? I had one. So the number of special events, the 18, doesn't change. It's just that they don't have to be restricted to wine or agriculture. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And is there any concern about the seating ends at 8:30 or 9? Is there any concern about having some cutoff where everybody has to go home?
The seating portion of that was for the restaurant right. operating in the winter hours. Mm-hmm. And so usually the restaurant, I would let the applicant defer to the applicant, but they probably have the restaurant closed during that time.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions for staff?
How many industry-wide events do they participate in? Because they can do that in addition to the 18 events.
There are currently 3 industry-wide events.
So that would be 21 total events?
Yes.
And do they have adequate parking? I was looking at a Google map trying to find the parking for this place.
Yes, they do have adequate parking.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, just to clarify, if I may, I didn't hear this, but I'm reading here. This proposed project will allow events to include weddings, general parties, et cetera, in addition to the wine and ag events. So you're telling me that in the past we approved just wine and ag events?
Yes.
And now they can do weddings, et cetera?
That is correct.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that.
Okay. But it still doesn't increase the number of events?
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Okay, this is a public hearing, which I'm going to open now. I have one speaker slip from Ms. Jones. Good morning.
Good morning. Jamie Jones representing Niner Wine Estates. Andy Niner is also here in the audience if you have any questions. And this is really just an update of the existing permit so that it's consistent with current practices that we're seeing for our other winery projects. We're not looking to change the number of events or number of attendees, just moving the restriction that was placed in 2007. And so we're available for questions if you have any.
Okay. Are there any questions for the applicant's rep?
No.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. So deliberations, motion for action.
I'm going to move approval of this. I think this is a wonderful event, a wonderful property for the North County, et cetera. And having somebody do their vows compared to a pickup party, a pretty benign situation that we're changing to here. So I certainly have no problem. And I'm going to move that we approve conditional use permit DRC 2018-00219 based on the findings exhibited in Exhibit A, listed in Exhibit A, and the conditions listed in Exhibit B.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? I'm going to support the motion. This is an area that is surrounded by other wineries and similar facilities, and I think, as the applicant and staff have said, this is really just an update to more contemporary practices. I think we have to recognize that wineries now are going to be more than what they were originally thought of 10 or 12 years ago. So can we have a roll call vote, please?
And the motion includes the condition change. 1E and 2.
Yes.
Thank you. Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Commissioner Harrison?
Yes.
Chairman Moltari?
Yes. Thank you. Good luck. Okay, that brings us to item number 11. Could you introduce this item too, please, Ramona, when you have a chance?
Item number 11 is a hearing to consider a request by John Swift for a third time extension. County file number EXT2018-00041, Supervisorial District Number 2, Project Manager Jillian Ferguson.
Good morning. Thank you. Go ahead. First of all, Jillian, nice welcome. New
thank
staff
you.
Person. Can we have a little staff report? I think
yes.
You're asking for a continuance, though.
Yes, so the agenda item for a third time extension will be postponed by staff requesting a continuance from the Planning Commission to allow re-noticing of the public hearing notice to better reflect the current house plans.
Okay. Any questions for staff about this? Okay, I'll open the hearing, but seeing how there's nobody in the audience, I can assume that we don't have anyone who'd like to speak on this.
What a weird day, huh?
We'll close the hearing. And is there a motion to, is this to a date certain or to, you just, whenever you get the information figured?
That's correct.
Okay, so off calendar.
I'll make a motion that this DRC 2012-0017 be placed off calendar to a later date.
Second that motion.
Okay, very good. Could we have a roll call, I guess?
Commissioner Harrison?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Chairman Moltari?
Yes. Thank you. All right, that brings us to our last hearing item. Could you introduce that, please, Ramona, when you get a chance?
Item number 12 is a hearing to consider a request by Mike English for a conditional use permit, county file number DRC 2018-00216, supervisorial district number 1, project manager Jillian Ferguson.
Thank you. Staff report.
Okay, so good morning, Chair Moltari and commissioners. Jillian Ferguson, staff planner. The site is located in the community of Templeton, located in the Salinas River sub-area of the North County Planning Area. The parcel is zoned commercial services. The parcel is located at the southwest corner of Cowmeadow Place and Ruth Way. The total project will include approximately 47,000 square feet of commercial wine storage space. Each building proposed is approximately 15,000 square feet. And the proposed disturbance of the approximately 1.9-acre parcel will be a total of 1.7 acres. So this is a photo of the parcel looking west from Ruth Way. This is a building site plan, which you should have received 11 by 17 copies of. This is an elevation of the proposed building 1. And an elevation of proposed building 3. The proposed landscape plan will include a mix of drought-tolerant trees and shrub species, providing adequate screening. Please also note that the Templeton Community Services District has provided an intent to serve commitment for water and sewer services for each proposed building. And the Templeton Area Advisory Group reviewed the proposed project in January and unanimously recommended approval of the application as submitted. Please also note that the applicant, Mike English, couldn't make it today due to travel commitments, but we've been in close contact with him and he approves the conditions as noted. So the recommendation is to approve conditional use permit, DRC 2018-00216, based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and the conditions listed in Exhibit B.
Okay, thank you. Questions for staff before I open the public hearing?
I just have a question. This project out here has been there for a long time without the total development. And I noticed that in reading this that there's quite a bit of evidence that both TAG and Public Works, et cetera, want to be certain that right-of-ways were granted, et cetera, et cetera. Wouldn't that have been part of original deeds? They seem to make quite an issue of it in this stuff that I have here, like it's something new. But didn't these exist in their original deeds?
Karen Nall can speak to that. So this particular lot hasn't been subdivided recently, so I think that's where the issues come up. Also, in my experience with Templeton Community Services District, they're many times not sure where their lines are. okay. That's been quite an issue for that service district, is knowing exactly where the sewer lines are, where the water lines are. Do they have the adequate easement? So that's been a problem up in Templeton, in my experience. But probably Public Works could chime in also.
Yeah, David Graham, Public Works. I'm not too familiar with the ultimate history on this and why the adequate right-of-way wasn't identified as part of the initial subdivision, but that is the case that my predecessor, when he reviewed this project, identified inadequate right-of-way on Ruth Way, for one, in order for them to do the curb gutter sidewalk improvements that would be required. So that's why we have that language in there.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. I just it seemed so new when this has been here so long.
just chime in also, this is not part of that Tin
right,
City,
right.
Which was subdivided and does have all the adequate. Mike English also owns that Tin City.
Right.
Okay. I did have a question, too, and it has to do with the conditions of approval. The first one, it says this approval authorizes the development of three commercial service buildings. But really, what we're approving are three warehouse storage buildings. And the parking requirements for a different service commercial could be different from the warehouse. So we've talked about this before. Shouldn't the, when we approve a development, shouldn't there be some reference to the application and the description of the use that is actually being requested and that we're approving, so that there's no this is not a big deal, but just so that there's no confusion in the future about this, because otherwise, if they change the use, I imagine you would catch that at the business license review. But this is going on for a long time into the future. There's going to be different staff and different memories and so on. So.
Yeah. Would you like to recommend that as an added condition, that any change of use will require evaluation for parking?
I don't know if we need that as a we could do that, or we could reference the thing that was submitted, whatever. What do you recommend?
And I actually have a different take on that, because many developers like Mike English, they're kind of spec builders. I think he has specific tenants, but sometimes things change, like the Trader Joe's Center in Templeton is a classic example of, we evaluate as the tenants come in, as the TIs come in. Mm-hmm. So we recommend to developers to be real flexible with your parking, or you're going to be limited to your uses at a later date. Mm-hmm. But if we condition it for specific uses, then we have to come back to your commission for change of uses if we're real strict on the uses. So I personally like to be a little more open-ended so that we can evaluate uses at the TI and the business license, as long as they meet the parking and they're allowed uses within commercial service.
I agree with that. The problem is that there's, with this particular approval, there's very few parking spaces, it seems to me. And so there's going to be limitations on some CS uses in the future.
Correct. And this landowner knows exactly, because that's the kind of the pickle he's in, and the other in Tin City is.
Exactly. This is, so I'm just looking for a way to avoid that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Is there any comment from County Council on how to approach that, or we just catch it when it changes?
Ben Dorth, County Council, and I don't have any additional comments. I think you just catch it as it comes.
Okay.
Also, I'll answer for Public Works. They have an extensive road fee program in this area, so they're very strict about the tenants that go in with the TIs.
Okay. So, in essence, you're saying if this person 10 years from now decides to divide this building up into little teeny-weeny things, he's not going to get it done because he won't have parking, and that's his problem. Correct,
unless he can meet the parking or find shared parking next door.
Yeah, okay, unless he can mitigate.
Which is what's happening in Tin City. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm slightly uncomfortable because we've had this before where someone comes in and says, I'm going to do this, and we say, oh, that sounds great, and then it turns out to be something else, and then we have to backtrack. But I'm okay if the other two commissioners are all right. Okay. All right, I'm going to open the public hearing. There is no one here, so I'm going to close the public hearing. Further discussion? Motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve the Public Works project referral for DRC 2018-00120, English MUP, Cowmeadow Place, Templeton, APN 040-153012.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. No further discussion.
Commissioner.
Can we have the roll?
Yes.
Commissioner Harrison.
Yes.
Chairman Moltari.
Yes. Okay, thank you. And when they change their use, catch it. Okay, that concludes our hearing items. Before we adjourn, I want to ask staff about, this was our first meeting with iPads, since we didn't have hard copies, and it was a little bit confusing for some of us, even after spending considerable time trying to make them work. I wonder if there's not, and I don't want to do a Brown Act violation, right, but is there some way we could get a little bit more training on this so that we are more comfortable with this, not fumbling around before the meetings?
Yes, we'll sit with each one of you and go over your questions and go over with your iPad so that each one of you seems to have some different questions so that we can answer those questions.
Okay.
If I could piggyback on that, Ellen, being a non-techie, my problem is I'll follow an instruction and everything will be just fine. And then I'll sneeze and the sprains will go away and I don't know what to do to get it back or something to that extent. So I would appreciate something perhaps in writing. You know, if this goes to the left, you push this button to the right and
okay.
This type of thing, even before we have that session, so maybe we can sort through some of these things and learn them ourselves. But that's what my big problem is.
Okay.
I initially got it just fine, but then I couldn't do things afterwards, or if it disappeared or if I turned it sideways, it went the wrong way and
right.
I didn't know how to correct it.
And we can go, I think it might be best for us to sit with each one of you with your iPad and go through that, as well as write down some procedures for you so that you can make sure that you can flip
those before our session.
So that you can flip around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
My experience was that following the written directions, there was a couple of steps skipped or ambiguous, and it took me a long time to kind of figure out how do I get to C from A, because B wasn't exactly right.
Right, right.
We're using that bar along the side.
Yeah.
That was new to me.
Okay.
Today. So, yeah, those kind of things.
This is good feedback for us, because we want the commission to be able to use the iPads to the fullest extent, because once you can, it's pretty nice. You can flip back and forth and all of that. But we want to make sure that each one of you can use it to the fullest extent.
Very good. Thanks.
So yes,
so you'll
we'll
set up.
Yes, we will. We'll set up something with each of you.
Okay. And I do appreciate that we still get the larger copies of the site plans and stuff.
Yeah,
it's much easier to work with than these small screens.
Great. Thank you very much. Yes, we'll do that.
Okay. Any other
Commissioner
comment?
Moltari?
Yes.
Regarding the December 12th minutes,
right.
Item number six, I would recommend that these be pulled and agendized on the next agenda.
Sounds like a very reasonable thing to do. Could we have a motion to continue item, I think it was item six?
I'll make a motion to continue item six to the next
It is
meeting.
Item six.
Okay. And there's a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Well, deal with it next time.
Thank you.
Okay. And so I need a motion to accept all correspondence and testimony into the record.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.